Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back to In This League on FNTSY. It's hour three, which means I am joined by my friend, Casey Bubba. Once again, Casey, how's it going, man?
It is going great. Always fun chatting up some NFL with you for hour three of In This League. And I can't wait to break it all down and talk about the numerous red lines once again on my picks for the week. So much fun.
You know what? It wasn't as bad this week as you'd expect it to be. You're over 500 on the props and you were 7-7 against the spread. We don't necessarily need to talk about your over-unders. So we're not here to talk about the past. As Mark McGuire would say, we're here to talk about the future. So, but let's roll through these week four games first real quick. What did you think of this Carolina at Houston game? You took Houston and the under, as I think most of us did, but you nailed all three of the props on this one.
Yeah, it seemed like if I got the props right, I got the entire game right most of the time. So that was the trick. But the biggest takeaway is I think what we expected is it's the run CMC show in Carolina, and there's no stopping that but CMC these days.
Yeah, I mean, he is like if you drafted right now, is he one? Or are you still putting Barkley at one? How are you doing that?
I always had him one. He fell to three at me in a draft, and I was like, I like Barkley. Don't get me wrong, but it's the Giants, and I didn't expect Eli to be out this early. But as long as Eli was there, that offense was going to be a just mess. And I had a feeling the workload for CMC would be there, maybe not to this extent, but they were going to ride him because it's Carolina, and they need to ride him.
Yeah, you know, they said we want to lower his snaps and all that stuff. I think we even got a little bit of the, they're going to take him out during goal line carries. They're going to put in Jordan Scarlett and all this stuff. I mean, is there more nonsense that you've heard this offseason than that? Because let me just look at a snap count. I'll give you percentages for the first 4 weeks. 100%, 100%, 92%. 100%. That's his snap counts. He's out there every single play of every single game. It's ridiculous. And remember, the knock on him last year was, oh, he's not going to be able to handle 300 touches in the NFL. Well, he did it in college. He had 300 touches in 12 games. So I just never understood that thought process. But how about Cleveland at Baltimore, with Cleveland having a big win here, 40-25. I think we both had Baltimore in the under in this game.
Yeah, we both did, and it was impressive. It's still Baker Mayfield wasn't looking great, but Nick Chubb, it's back-to-back weeks where he was a heavy bell cow back. And just a second straight week also where Lamar Jackson looked a little more human. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback because he's very good, but he was much more human again this week.
Yeah, I think if he has another bad week against Pittsburgh, then we might finally break the he's clearly the number two behind Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And we'll get more conversation in that. Washington went and, went up against the Giants, and it was ugly. Case Keenum missed a wide open Trey Quinn, and that is when Jay Gruden had enough. He put in Haskins, which didn't make sense to me, and Haskins had a terrible game. He threw three picks. One of them was not his fault. It went right off of, I think it was Paul Richardson's hands into the defender's hands. You know, those really shouldn't count as picks, but
no,
we're never going to get that rule changed. But you had the Giants and the over in this one, but the only reason it didn't go over is because the damn Redskins couldn't score.
Yeah, the Giants did their part. The Redskins couldn't do anything. There's nothing like throwing your rookie quarterback into the fire when he's not ready to be a quarterback. That's just great coaching by Gruden. Outstanding stuff there. But other than that, there's really not a lot to take away from this game besides both these teams are a mess. Like, it's hard to evaluate what really took place on the field for 60 minutes.
I mean, I hated Gallman, and he looked a lot better than I thought he was going to. So that I think that was my takeaway. You know, the Redskins were kind of reeling in this game. I don't know if he's going to have have another game quite that good. And he did fumble, of course, but he looked a lot better than I thought he was going to. How about, you know, unfortunately, Miami goes down again for you. At least he got your fantasy teams right. Yep. Chargers at Miami. Chargers win big, 30-10. But you're kind of a closet Philip Rivers and Chargers fan anyway. So
yeah, it worked out. I want to mention two things though. I prefaced Terry McLaurin's over. If he played, he didn't play. And same with Justin Jackson's over. He didn't play. So those are like should be pink lines, not red lines.
You know, I think I didn't count them. Okay. When I added them up I was like, in the prop bets.
But yes, Philip Rivers, I think he could have easily had over three touchdowns. He just didn't need to have over three touchdowns. It was bad. Like you texted me out the gate, Josh Rosen looked good. And he did. But there's something about this Dolphins team. Second half, they're even worse than the first half. It's been really weird this year. And it's fun. They've already opened up. They are on a bye this week. They play Washington at home in Miami next week. And they've opened up as 6.5-point dogs to the frickin' Redskins.
Well, you know, the Redskins might as well just look forward to that game because this week, you know, what they should really do is forfeit and not embarrass themselves against the Patriots. But, you know, people are going to show up at the stadium. So you got to show up. That game, I feel like, is going to be one of the more embarrassing ones to watch. It's almost going to be like watching an expansion team. You know what I mean? Like you get that first year
preseason football.
Yeah. You get that first year of an expansion team. I mean, I guess the last time an expansion team to open up, the Texans beat the Cowboys. So maybe it's even worse than that. I don't know. The Raiders beat the Colts. You were not surprised by this. You picked Oakland, although I don't know that you had them straight up. This was a surprising game.
Yeah, I saw somewhere after the game that the Colts have, I think, never won a game where T.Y. Hilton was out. That's pretty shocking, actually, to go that deep on it. But it was an interesting game. It was ugly, very, very ugly. Eric Ebron dropping passes, Derek Carr being garbage. It was just the Raiders took advantage of a depleted Colts team, and they looked good. I don't want to take that away from them, but it wasn't pretty by any means.
What do you think of Burfict getting suspended for the year?
Well, I thought he should have been suspended from football a long time ago. So this is what it takes. I'm all for it. The sad part is Doyle's out there saying, I thought it was okay. I got up and played. Doyle needs to shut his mouth. Perfect needs to be gone. That's just my opinion. I tweeted out that I'm so glad they got rid of him. And oh boy, man, there are some tilted fans on Twitter these days. I've been trolling lately and man, they're biting like crazy. It's been crazy how tilting some of these with postseason baseball and football. It's wild out there.
How can anyone defend Burfict? I'll just never understand that. You know,
Raiders fans, Boggs. It's Raiders fans.
Yeah, but yeah. Bengals
have
fans.
Have you seen the black hole? Yeah, they all have a goddamn ankle bracelet on.
Bengals fans never really defended him. I mean, look, Bengals fans, well, what they did, you know, their crybaby bit when they lost to the Steelers in the playoffs was to talk about Joey Porter shouldn't have even been on the field, and he shouldn't have been. And they're 100% right about that. But, you know, Joey Porter didn't have the kind of career that Vontaze Burfict had. And, you know, Joey Porter by no means was a Boy Scout at all, but he shouldn't have been out on the field during that play, but Burfict nailed AB in the head and then was getting in a fight with the referee. So that was a 30-yard penalty that set up the game-winning field goal for the Steelers. But I don't think they ever defended Burfict's actions. And I'll just never, because we've all known Burfict has been a POS since ASU. I remember hearing the reports about him hurting his teammates at Arizona State practices.
That's bad.
I mean, he's just whatever it is between the lines. I mean, I have no idea what he is, you know, outside the lines. Maybe he could be, you know, the nicest person in the world. I have no idea. But between the lines, he's deranged and he needed to go. And it's over with now and hopefully forever. KC at Detroit. Detroit made this a game. The Chiefs should not have won this game.
No, the Chiefs should not. The Lions got some New Orleans Saints refereeing treatment there. That was pretty impressive how they got screwed twice, or they screwed themselves also. It's kind of a mixed bag there. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes not throwing a touchdown and you still lose the game, that can't make you feel good about yourself. But I guess we also got to look at it another way. The Lions might be a lot better than we thought they were. They played some tough games and come out. That's their first loss. They might be better than we thought. We'll see.
Yeah, and that division is really good. I mean, it's funny to think that a division with that is, for the most part, filled with great defenses to be the best one. Because the offenses, I think, all kind of have some type of a question mark. I mean, Aaron Rodgers finally looked good on Thursday Night Football last week. But I mean, did you see, we talked about it on the Black Book too, but did you see Kirk Cousins' gender reveal throwing the balloon thing?
I think I could have thrown that bet. Like, if he misses those boxes, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
He must have felt Khalil Mack bearing down on him again. Like, that's the only way.
I pray for Adam Thielen's toes right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. He doesn't throw it that hard.
Yeah. He doesn't throw it to him, period, so it won't matter.
Oh, man. Yeah, but the good defenses in that division are, you know, Green Bay is much stronger than we thought they're going to be. Well, we'll see if they can improve against the run because Jordan Howard had a great game last week. But, you know, Chicago is that Chicago defense is fierce, the best in recent memory. I'll say that.
Khalil Mack is entering like that, you know, Lawrence Taylor world. Like,
he really
it's crazy.
Is. And he's going up against the Raiders this week. So
we'll and he's see. Already talking about how excited he is to face him. I would, if I'm Derek Carr, my hamstring just got pulled. Like, I'm good. I'm going to go have some fish and chips over here in London and I'm good.
Can you imagine just how quickly Mike Glennon's neck would snap? So, because Mike Glennon's already kind of like a giraffe with that long ass neck. So,
well, if anybody should play in London, it's Mike Glennon. He looks like one of those guys walking around in front of the palace. Like, it totally works.
I was asking Joe if the London Silly Nannies were going to show up and they're going to sing Shapoopy, you know. how about the Pats at the Bills? You picked the Bills in this game against the spread, and they almost had this straight up. A lot of the Bills were complaining about that shot on Josh Allen. I didn't think it was as egregious as they made it out to be. I don't know if it was the cleanest of shots, but, you know, look, quarterback goes running. You have a shot to hit him hard. Hit him hard. You know, do it legally and don't hit him in the head like Vontaze Burfict. But make him not run again is kind of the point to those. And unfortunately, he's still in concussion protocol, but I didn't think it was cheap.
No, I didn't think it was cheap either. I think the biggest thing, like you said, is if you're a running quarterback like this, you need to slide or you're going to get hit. And that's just, you know, ask RG3. This is why people say these guys shouldn't be running. And Allen's a bigger guy, but I didn't think it was dirty. I think the Bills played really well. They had a chance in this game against New England. And New England's still a massive question mark on what the heck are they doing with their running game. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect Sonny Michel to have a huge week this week, but we'll get to that game a little bit later. Tennessee at Atlanta. Tennessee wins this game. Atlanta just keeps digging that hole.
Yeah, Atlanta's bad. They're one of, like, I think two or three teams this year that have been down at least double digits in every game so far. So it's great for fantasy because even as bad as it is, Matt Ryan's getting you like 20 plus points a week in most formats. But it's bad. Like, Sanu's almost their best receiver right now. It's ugly, and their defense is so bad. They let Marcus Mariota look like he was in the Pac-12 again. So not good.
The Bucs beat the Rams on the road, and I mean the over on this game was 95, wasn't? No, it was 50, and the Bucs put up the double nickel, 55-40 in this game. This was, Tampa Bay's defense so bad they let the Rams get back in it here, yep. But this was ugly all the way from the jump.
Yeah, it was bad. The Rams' defense, they're saying, is great against the run. That's why Goff had to throw it like a million times. But in the end, Winston ate the W, and he looked decent. Like, this is why we get sucked into Jameis, because he'll have games. he'll have games where he looks like this. We're like, okay, I can handle this. And then, you know, this week he might go out in New Orleans and throw four picks and no touchdowns. It's tilting as heck, but when they're clicking, this offense is going to be very, very good and very fantasy relevant.
Sea Chickens at the Cardinals, and they win big. Jadeveon Clowney had a pick six in this one, but I think the biggest thing to take away from this one was the Cardinals offense finally looked real bad.
It looks really, really bad. Christian Kirk is already out this Sunday, which is not good for this offense. They need to give Kyler Murray some protection. Like, if you can stream defenses, you stream them against the Cardinals, because Murray's getting sacked at least five or so times a game, and he's under pressure throwing up some dumb passes for interceptions. They need to figure it out real quick.
I mean, I picked up the Bengals in a league this week. It was, my choices were like Washington against New England or the Bengals. So I was like,
The Bengals are $2,200 on DraftKings. I have no problem punting them against Arizona this week. I think it's awesome.
That's a good option right there. How about the Vikings at the Bears? You hit everything in this. You got Chicago, the under, and all three prop bets. And the Bears defense just continues to throw fits. I mean, you know, Cook got 70 yards total, I think, or 65. I can't remember what it was, but he didn't look good. But they're just stopping everything right now.
Yeah, they're stopping everything. Their defense is a beast. David Montgomery's slowly, you know, getting there, but not great. Could have a big weekend coming up here. Chase Daniel looks actually better than Trubisky. And then Dalvin Cook's going to touch the ball at least 20-plus times a game. So you can count on those things. It might not be pretty, but at least you have an idea of what these two teams are going to do.
I can't believe I set the over 75 rushing yards for Leonard Fournette, and he went over two C-notes, and Jacksonville squeaks out a victory against the Broncos.
Yeah, Jacksonville, the Broncos are that bad. Losing Chubb is going to be even bigger for him. Fournette is a monster. To get him, use him early often.
Dallas at New Orleans. This was a low, low scoring game. You picked the Saints, and you said they could win straight up, and they did. So very impressive by you.
I appreciate that. I'm not going to go on victory last, but I will. That was pretty awesome stuff there. And it was just ugly with Bridgewater. It's bad, man. It's bad with that offense right now. And the Cowboys need to realize they need to play action and throw the darn football. I don't care that you paid Zeke. You're stupid for that.
And the Steelers stomped the Bengals, and I was happy about that. And Ronnie Brown, who? Because Jalen Samuels looking great in the Wildcat.
Yep, that was impressive. They have no faith in Rudolph. No faith.
All right. Well, we're going to hit a break here. And when we come back, we're going to go over all of the prop bets and picks for this week. Stick with us. We will be right back.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering, smoking...
In the sleeve.
Break it down.
Welcome back. It's ITL on FNTSY. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. You can find me on Twitter at Bogman Sports. And joining me right now is Casey Bubba. We just talked about the week four matchups. We're going to get in the week five matchups. But before we get there, give out your Twitter handle and tell everybody where they can find all your work.
I am on Twitter at BDentrek, BDENTREK. You can find me there pretty much all the time, goofing off or giving out notes, all kinds of good stuff. And then my Bench with Bubba podcast, that's my darling. Had Paul Spohr on last week, talked with Matt Modica for this week, Batfoot Crazy, even doing football over there with Connor Allen. So a lot of good stuff there. Many other podcasts. I do a golf podcast, football podcast. I do Fantrax DFS show. All kinds of stuff. So go check it all out, fantasysportsdjs.com. But most importantly, hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to remember all the stuff when you do that much stuff, yeah, right?
Got tongue-tied. I don't get tongue-tied very often unless I'm at a buffet. It's crazy.
Did you borrow some money from Modica? I heard that he is quite recently coming to a big amount there.
So we talked about that. I said, man, I so wish I was in Arizona because you'd be buying all of my drinks, all of them.
And that's what I said. I said, drinks are on Modica. Let's go. Yeah. So
you'll see him next week. You lucky dog.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, all right, let's get into this week five action here. And the first game we have is my Steelers hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore is a 3.5 point road favorite. The over's 44.5 here. So how do you see this game playing out?
I'm going to take Pittsburgh and the under because I just the way Pittsburgh's slowing things down, they're going to have Connor might be out, which would be pretty crazy, too. There'd be the definite Jalen Samuels show. But I see them kind of using Connor and Samuels a lot like they did this past Monday, kind of a dual attack because they just don't trust, you know, Randolph throwing the ball downfield. We talked about it last week. He did it great at Oklahoma State. Use him, darn it. But give me Pittsburgh covering by the field goal and the under.
You disrespect him so much. You called him Randolph instead of Rudolph. But
I forgot he doesn't have the red nose. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, he hasn't done much to earn anyone's respect yet. So exactly. Very understandable.
Number three.
Yes, yeah. Juju, I set his over-under for receiving yards at 50. Obviously, a bad one last week. 3 catches for 15 yards. Just been ugly. He has had the toe injury recently flare up again when he got that late in the Patriots game when he should not have been in that game. So what do you think about 50 yards receiving over under that for Juju?
I'm going to take the under. Like, eventually he's going to have a big game. I just don't know when it's going to be until they start opening up this offense. I'm going under.
Lamar Jackson passing yards is set at 250.
I'm going to go under as well. He's going to probably throw 225, but he'll use his legs a lot. I think this will be an old-fashioned AFC North slugfest.
You know, I'm going to bump this up here because James Conner is questionable. I had it set at 13, but Jalen Samuels' touches I'm going to put at 17.
Do touches count if he's in the Wildcat?
Yes.
And he hands it off.
I don't think there's a way for me to count that. Yeah. So probably not.
Well, I'll still go over because I think he's going to, especially if Connor's out, it's an easy over, but I'll take the over.
Yeah, I was, you know, it's funny because we hadn't seen the Wildcat from them yet. And we saw it first thing, on that first drive for Pittsburgh. And I'm like, oh, God, they're just doing anything, aren't they?
It reminded me of something, Boggs. Can you think about
Ronnie Brown?
Oh, man.
I almost texted you. I was like, Ronnie Brown, who? Jalen Samuels.
I was watching it going, man, this reeks of desperation. It brings back memories.
They want to do anything they can to move the ball. It's funny on the IDP podcast on Fantrax with Gary. I said, the Steelers pulled out all the stops. And he said, pulled out all the stops. He's like, they threw S against the wall and saw what stuck is exactly what they did. And I'm like, well, look. You know, you call it one thing, I'll call it the other. Okay, Gary, that's fine. How about the Bears at the Raiders in London? Chicago's a 5.5 point favorite. 40.5 is the over in this one.
Yeah, this is the Bears, and we're going to go over just because just craziness happens in London, like the field will fall apart or something, but Bears in the over.
I put the over-under for total yards to Dave Montgomery at 100.
Man, everybody is talking up David Montgomery this week. Like, they think it's a given. I'm going to go under because I like Tariq Cohen to have a nice game.
How about Josh Jacobs' total yards? I'm putting him at 60.
I'm going to go over. They're going to have to utilize him. And he got 2 catches last week. Hopefully, he at least doubles that this week.
Chase Daniel passing yards at 240.
I'm going to go over. I think between Tariq Cohen having a big game and the rest of the core, he should get over 240.
The garbage game of the week here. The Cardinals are at the Bengals. The Bengals are 3-point favorites. The over's 47. How do you see this one playing out?
Woof, woof. Give me the Bengals and the over just because I have to, because these teams are just so bad defensively, but Bengals over.
David Johnson, total yards I set at 75 for this week.
He'll have over 75 receiving yards. He'll be over 75.
Oh, I like that. So, well,
with no Christian Kirk, he's basically the slot receiver. I don't buy all this Farrell Cooper nonsense. DJ's going to be working a lot of the slot.
And why are you putting Andy Isabella outside? That's stupid.
He's like 5'9". What?
Hey, look, there's no, first of all, there's no problem being 5'9", Bubba. All right.
No, no, I'm not. Hey, if anybody can body shame, it's me and you. So we're not going to, but I wasn't going to height shame him.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he played at UMass in the slot. It just makes sense. Joe Mixon total yards, I put it 70. He's been terrible.
He's been terrible, but this is a good week for him to be a part of the rushing and the receiving game. Give me the over.
Andy Dalton sacks taken. I set it at 3 because this may be the worst offensive line against the worst defensive line in the NFL this week. They let up 8 sacks against Pittsburgh, so I set it for 3 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over, but you're right. It's such a bad defensive line. Like, any other team would be an automatic over, but this one, like, makes you think a little bit.
A little shaky. Yeah, I think if it was anybody else, I would have set it at 5. So, but yeah, he probably wasn't getting to 1 Mississippi before that ball had to come out. And, I mean, when you see Andy Dalton, like, super nicest guy in the world, getting frustrated, it's bad. And that's how it was on Monday night. Moving over to Jacksonville at Carolina. Carolina, is a 3.5-point favorite. 41 is the over here.
I'll take Carolina in this one, and I'll take the over. I think it's going to be like a 27-20-21 type game on this one.
Leonard Fournette rush yards. You know, I mean, I set it at 75 last week. I'm going to put it at 75 again because I just don't know that anyone's going to be as bad as the Broncos were last week.
No one will be as bad, but I'll still take the over because he's going to get 20 to 25 carries. Like, even when you should be passing it, they're running it. So I'll take the over.
CMC total yards. I mean, we just have to up this because he's getting like 150 a week. I'll set it at 120. Jacksonville's defense isn't a joke, although it hasn't been where a lot of people expected it to be so far this year. They've also had some nice matchups. What do you think about CMC total yards at 120?
Yeah, I'll take the over. It's like you said, you have to keep upping it. You almost have to keep playing it until he proves you wrong, because you touch the ball that much, you're bound to run into a big play here or there.
Now, are you tired of the Gardner Minshew stuff a little bit?
Whoa, what blasphemy is that? Who could be tired of this man? Give me a break.
I'm getting a little tired of it, is all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah, I like Gardner Minshew. I think he's a lot of fun. He was a lot of fun last year. He even made Mike Leach smile, which is an accomplishment. But I don't know, man. It's just like, it seems like it's too much too fast, and this isn't going to last very well. How about this? Does Nick Foles come in and play when he's healthy? Because he's going to be healthy before the end of the year.
Yes, Nick Foles comes back. They paid Nick Foles. Nick Foles will play, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, even if
Gardner Minshew, I'm enjoying the experience, not his play on the field. I can care two things about that. It's the off-the-field antics and just like the Razor Ramon machismo he walks around with is electric, and I'm here for.
The Uncle Rico thing was the best, and I'm not going to, especially when they had Uncle Rico out with the van making the videos in front of the stadium, right? And then you saw Gardner Minshew with the same setup. That stuff was hilarious. But I'm a little bit, look, they came back and won the game, right, against Denver last week. And I was kind of like, just miss this field goal. Like, I mean, it's constant and nonstop Gardner Minshew. This must be how people felt when, you know, Roethlisberger started and the Steelers were, I mean, the Steelers were 15-1 that year. So I don't think Jacksonville is gonna, you know, do anything like that, but I'm not sick of it. I'm just kind of, I'm ready for it to go by the wayside. I think I'm okay with it dying away.
Gardner Minshew is just a flashier Chase Daniel. He's a great backup quarterback. He's not a starter, but he's a whole lot of fun for a bad Jacksonville team that has a swimming pool in their stadium. That's what he is.
I just saw, once again, nothing wrong with having a swimming pool in your stadium, but be careful there, Bubba. You know, Diamondbacks fan here. But I saw them doing the stupid Chuck Norris jokes for Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew doesn't do push-ups; he does earth downs. You know, things like that. I've had enough. Gardner Minshew pass yards at 260 against on the road against the Panthers.
Under.
Look at that. See, he's tired of it too.
It's not the it's not the on the field stuff. I mentioned that.
That's funny stuff. How about the Vikings at the Giants? Minnesota is favored by 5. 43.5 is the over in this game.
Give me the Giants and the under in this one.
Giants and the under. So, man, that's 2 weeks in a row you've taken the Giants. Adam Thielen receiving yards, I put it at 55. I almost feel like they're going to force him the ball because I think his comments were taken out of proportion. You know what I mean? I think that he was just saying as an offense, as a whole, you have to be able to pass the ball. And they weren't able to pass the ball against the Bears, but almost nobody is. So it's not that surprising. Yep. But 55 yards receiving for him, over or under that.
Yeah, it's the whole, does the squeaky wheel get its cheese? I'm gonna go with the over on this one, and he'll get it.
Wayne Gallman total yards, I said at 70. I put it rather low last week. I think I said 50 something, and he had over 80, and he scored. So do you think he can get 70 yards against the Vikings?
I think they'll need to utilize him in a slug fest. So yeah, I'll take the over.
And then Danny Dimes passing yards. I'm gonna set it at 220 because the Vikings defense is fairly strong.
The defense is strong, but now you throw Tate in there with Shepard and Ingram. I'll take the over, but yeah, that's a tough one because you don't know what they're going to do there.
I think I take the over too because this is no Barkley. They're going to have to pass, and they're probably going to be down against the Vikings. Now, you said you take the Giants. Would you take the Giants straight up, or do you think the Vikings still win?
I think I would. I kind of like the Giants to win this week. I really do. I don't have the stones. Like if I was in Vegas, I don't think I'd be putting money down on the money line. But I like them this week. Like Minnesota, they're a great defense, but there's some turmoil going on there right now. And Kirk Cousins is not good.
Yeah, and it's weird with Kirk Cousins because he's had flashes where he's good, but they haven't been recent. So we'll say that the Patriots are on the road at the Redskins and they are road 15.5 point favorites. 42.5 is the over in this one.
Yeah, this is the Patriots in the over. Like, I hate laying this much on the road, but the Skins are this bad.
I was wondering how long it was going to take you because I think correct me if I'm wrong, but I think all the spreads that have been over 10 points
I've taken the dogs.
Yeah, you've taken the points. And it makes sense because, NFL games aren't generally decided by 15 points. You know,
they're still professionals.
Right. They're closer than that. But, I mean, the Redskins are about as bad as you can get. And I do think that there is a chance the Dolphins beat them. Sony Michel, rush yards, I'm going to set it at 70.
You got to take the over here. Like you said, he should have a big week. He should have had one against Miami, but he didn't. If he doesn't do it this week, honestly, I'm not going to say you're dropping Sony Michel, but when do you use him? When?
Yeah.
I don't know when.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you drop him because we have bye weeks coming up on the horizon, plus running backs get hurt. But in a 10-man, you might want to drop him. We'll see. James White catches, I'm going to put it at 7.
That's a great number because I'm a diehard James White fan, so you got me here. I'm going to take the under with so many weapons there. And if Sony does his thing, I'm going to take the under. But for my fantasy teams, I hope James White, he goes over.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do too. I got him in a couple spots, but I can see that. I think that's one of my best lines I made this week because he could get 5 in the first quarter and you're going, well, he's going to have 13 catches and this was a dumb line. Or if he only gets like 2, they're scoring real quick. They're throwing little outs to Dorsett. If Josh Gordon plays, he catches a deep one or something, and they're scoring too fast. Or, they're just going pick to Michel
sixes.
Early.
Pick sixes.
Right, yeah.
Their defense is so good right now.
It really is. And it's unfortunate because being a Texas fan, I love Colt McCoy. He's one of my favorite all-time Longhorns. And he's never been put in a good spot. And, of course, they're going to start him against the Patriots, right? They're going to start him against the Patriots so he gets thumped, and then they can put Haskins in against the Dolphins and make him his confidence grow, which makes sense moving forward future wise. I just hate it for Colt because he started out with a trash franchise when the Browns were real bad, and now he's in the worst franchise in the NFL with the Redskins. So I set his yards at 150.
Yeah, it's the right decision to make, like you said, but I'll take the over because garbage time is a beautiful thing and they should be throwing a ton in this game. They have no reason to run the ball this week.
I mean, if Colt McCoy beats the Patriots, he's the starter for the rest of the year, right? Doesn't really matter what else he does. So,
well, in a perfect world, he should be, but this is the John Gruden or the Gruden world, Jay Gruden world. Doesn't matter. They all screwed up the Jay Gruden world. And so it won't happen.
Our last one before we hit the break here, the Jets are on the road against Philly. Philly's a 13.5 point favorite. This one moved because it looks like Luke Falk is probably going to start again. Sam Darnold said that if he's cleared, he'll play, but he has not been cleared yet. He's just like, you know, I just don't want to die, which yeah. I think we would all get behind. We don't want to see anyone die out there. But Philly 13.5, 44 is the over.
Yeah, give me the Jets and the over.
Jets and the over, even if it's Luke Falk.
Yeah, because I like punishment.
Jordan Howard touchdowns, I put it at 1.5.
He's going under, folks. That was a 3-touchdown week. Enjoy it. He's going under.
Le'Veon Bell touches at 25.
Over. It's the only chance they have to cover 13.5.
Zach Ertz receptions at 6.
I got over with Zach Ertz. He's been getting fed a lot the last couple of weeks, and it's shown in the production from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, if Falk looks bad, he will have to get those early, but I'm with you. I would take the over as well. This is I think I'm going to take the Eagles just because I don't trust the Jets at all yet, even if Darnold plays, but that's a lot of points. But Philly's at home, so.
Yeah, and a spleen's a spleen. What can we do?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, guys have had, David Dahl had his removed. I think Josh McCown might have had his removed as well. I can't remember which Bucks quarterback it was, but I think it was one of the Bucks. But anyway, we're going to hit a break here and be back for the last segment of ITL and FNTSY right after this.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends
in the... In this league.
In the dark.
Endless love time playing. You know what that means. This is the last segment of ITL and FNTSY. We've got 7 more games to cover with me and Casey Bubba here. Do you have a favorite game of the week you're interested in watching? I mean, is it still, you know, your Dolphins are on a bye week, but are you still just watching the Dolphins every week, or do you get sick of it and put on Red Zone?
To be fair, the Dolphins are on a bye every week, so we can kind of move on from that one. But I'm really looking forward to a game we're going to talk to here pretty soon, Atlanta-Houston. Big fan of that game coming up.
Man, that doesn't seem like a very enticing game either. So we're going to let, you know what? Let's just start with that one. Atlanta okay. at Houston. Houston is favored by 5. The over is 49. Is it because both the defenses haven't looked so great or something? Like, what is it about this game that makes you like it?
Yeah, it's the defenses aren't great. The offenses are due, like the Houston Texans are due for a big, big game. The Atlanta secondary will not stop this passing game. So I would be, this is a weekend for Watson, Hopkins, Fuller to go bananas. And yes, you wrote that down correctly. Houston in the over would be where I'd be going on this one.
Yeah, I mean, just hearing you talk about it, it makes a lot of sense here. DeAndre Hopkins receiving yards, I'm guessing we're going to go over on a lot of these. I said it at 70. And I think 70's, it may be a low line. I know you're going to go over here, so I'll just write in over. What would you have set it at?
I probably would have gone about 85 or so. 85. But I think he goes over. Okay. I think he goes over 100 this week. Right. You just can't go set 90, 95 because then people take the under every time.
Yeah, the Welsh and I on the ITL pod play chicken, so that would have been a good one for chicken as the Hopkins receiving yards this week because he's been
Fuller will outperform Hopkins this week.
Really, and Hopkins is gonna go over 100 and Fuller, but then. Why? What is your boner with Fuller? Like you are a Will Fuller fan. Do you? How many? First of all, how many leagues do you have, men?
At least 75% of them, I'd say. There's no bias here. There's no bias.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't D-backs talk. We're good.
You know, you can't wish it to happen. So
I'm an analytical mind, Boggs. Like, you look at the air yards and all this good stuff. He literally was wide open for two, like, 50-yard bombs last week, and Watson just missed him, and Watson was ticked off. It was bad.
But I know you're an analytical mind and all that stuff, but that might be a little bit of revisionist history as well, because Kenny Stills came up limp early in that game. So maybe if Kenny Stills has stayed healthy, he doesn't get those looks. Now, we're not.
But Stills is out this week already, so Kiki Kuti's coming back. I like Fuller even more.
Okay. All right. And so Matt Ryan passing yards is set at 265, way over, right?
Yeah, way over. He's going to get his. Like, this is going to be the Texans are going to win pretty comfortably, but there's going to be some points put up this week.
All right. I need some of that Will Fuller magic, because I have got like four shares of Calvin Ridley. So I put his receptions at 5. I think they're going to force the ball a little bit to him this week, because this dude just has. He's too good to be doing what he's done the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, Boggs, but I'm taking the under here. It's been Julio Jones. It's been Hooper, and it's been Sanu are all getting like 20% or more of the target share. And then you have little old Calvin Ridley down here at like 12%. They are not giving him love. He's not even on the field that much. Sanu's getting more snaps than Calvin Ridley.
Rest of the season, are you going with Calvin Ridley or Juju?
Wow. Now that's a good one. I'm going to go Juju, just because there's better weapons surrounding Ridley that'll take away targets. If they can just figure out how to use Mason Rudolph, Juju should thrive.
Yeah, at least he called him Rudolph this time instead of Randolph. So
I felt bad. I felt bad for the kid. Like, I've had my name mispronounced my whole life, so I felt bad for the kid. Like, have you heard someone say Booba before? It's crazy.
Oh my God, are you serious? I've got Bogman before.
Yeah, my last name's been bad a lot.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, my first name is not Scott, so I go by my middle name, and people love to butcher my first name. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans, 3.5-point favorite in this one. 46.5 is the over on this one, and I feel like there's no gray area in this game. You're either going way over or you're going way under in this game. So how do you see this one playing out?
We're going way over on this one. Way
so you're
over.
Probably taking Tampa Bay then, huh?
No, I'm thinking New Orleans.
New Orleans? Okay.
Yeah, because it's only 4 points that they have to cover by. So I'll take New Orleans and the over.
New Orleans and the over. I put Ronald Jones total yards at 70. I think he was right around that last week. And he's been getting the touches. We keep getting this nonsense from Bruce Arians about how Peyton Barber's still the guy, and then Ronald Jones gets everything. So what do you think?
I'm going to take the under just because I think they will be passing a lot. You'll get some problems there with his usage. And he had a big week last week, and he had two big runs called back. So he looks great. I just don't think this is the week for it.
Michael Thomas receiving yards, I put it at 75.
Over. He's still getting, you know, double-digit targets every week. He's going to have over 100 yards and a score this week.
For Jameis Winston, more touchdowns or interceptions, or you can say push if you think it's going to be like a 3-3 game.
Now, push is like kissing your sister, and that's no fun. So give me touchdowns.
Touchdowns. All right. Now, the kissing your sister, they need to, like, screwed the pooch. There are some sayings that need to go away, right? I mean, some of them just need to go away. And kissing your sister. Whoever thought of that? Who was like, oh, that's like kissing your sister?
The Southwest, Southeast,
yeah, somebody
the
from West Virginia definitely thought of that 100%. So I don't know what the hell is going on with some of these sayings. Buffalo, Tennessee. Tennessee is a 3-point favorite. Lowest over of the week at 38.5.
Give me Tennessee and the under.
Tennessee, yeah, I think, this is one of those unders where you're like, I'm still going under. Like, Matt Barkley's probably going to be playing, and I just don't want to, you know, it's Marcus Mariota. This is like a 21-10 game, so these ones are ugly. Derrick Henry rush yards, I'm going to put it at 75.
Yeah, give me the over. I think they're going to, you know, pound it with him. Buffalo's defense isn't that bad, especially the secondary, so Henry's going to have to run the ball quite a bit.
Dawson Knox catches, I put it at 2.5. He's one of my favorite guys this year, probably because when I wrote him up in the Black Book, I said he's definitely worth taking, but I don't expect a lot this year. He didn't score a touchdown in college, but look at the guys that were with him. It was A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, DeMarcus Lodge, and then Dawson Knox was 4. And he was converting from playing quarterback at his high school. So he's still learning on the fly to play tight end. So he's a lot of fun to watch. Hasn't been overutilized, but he's been used more often than, he's been used more often than O.J. Howard. So there's that. Dawson Knox, 2.5.
Yeah, I'll take the over. I think it's that safety valve they like in the offense. So give me the over.
Corey Davis has put 2 good weeks together in a row here. I'm going to lower my expectations a little bit because I think you have to with the Titans offense. I'm going to set his receiving yards at 55.
Yeah, I'll take the under because it's Corey Davis and Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, we just don't like them. And nope. I don't know that they're going to have to put together like a string of 10 games for us to finally go, all right, we were wrong. But
yeah, I bid in on Corey Davis a lot last year, and it's going to take a lot to get me to come back.
Denver at the Chargers. The Chargers are favored by 6.5, and 44.5 is the over here.
I'll take Denver and the over. 2 bad defenses.
Denver and the over. I'm interested in that. You have piqued my interest here. Melvin Gordon total yards. I put it at 75. I think this is going to depend on his touches, of course. I think he gets a ton of touches because I think the, you know, we had DVR on the In This League show, and DVR was talking about how, this is just their opportunity to run him into the ground. I think that's a little bit dangerous if you're looking at making a playoff spot or whatever, because he has not remained healthy pretty much any season all the way through. He's been, if he is playing, he's usually dinged up at the end of the year. So what do you think about Melvin Gordon's usage in this game, and what do you think about that yard total?
Yeah, it's like you have to pick one of the two options. It's yeah, they're going to run him into the ground, or it's, hey, we're going to keep using Eckler because he's a beast because Gordon's not ready yet. That's the two options. And we assume Gordon's ready, so I'll take the over with you. I think they run him into the ground, and this is a great week to do it with Nick, with Chubb being out of there for Denver. They're going to be able to run all over them if they want to.
I mean, Fournette, 200 yards last week. Yep. Keenan Allen receptions, I'm going to put it at 6. Denver doesn't do a lot well, but the secondary is still good.
I'll still take the over because even though Gordon's back, they don't have a lot of options in that passing game.
Cortland Sutton receiving yards, I'm going to put it at 70. I think that's probably a little bit higher than you would see on a regular line. But first of all, I am a Cortland Sutton mark. I love the dude, and he's been really good this year. And Emmanuel Sanders is coming in a little bit banged up, and I believe he's questionable right now. But I think Manny Sanders being questionable means he's going to play in most cases. But what do you think about Sutton and 70 yards?
Yeah, Manny Sanders seems like he's always questionable every week, so I'm not too worried about that. But give me Sutton in the over. This secondary for the Chargers is banged up, and I think Sutton and Manny can both get theirs. Flacco, he's still Joe Flacco, but he's looked decent the last couple of games passing-wise. So, yeah, give me the over.
Joe Flacco. Heat Air Hon, we're going to go down to shore, watch the Raptors. Joe Flacco. Green Bay at Dallas. Dallas, 3.5-point favorite. 47, the over here.
Man, if I knew they were going to actually throw the ball like they were doing, I'd take the over in a heartbeat. I'd take Dallas. I'm going to take the over, and I'll take Dallas still. It's just very I'm nervous. If they want to run the ball like they tried to do in New Orleans, it's not going to end well against a decent Green Bay defense.
I don't know. Jordan Howard put up 3 touchdowns on them last week, so they haven't been good against the run so far this year, Green Bay. Zeke rush yards, I'm going to put it at 90.
Yeah, you got to go. You got to go over here. I don't like it at all, but give me the over.
Aaron Jones total yards, I'm going to put it 80. I'm guessing Jamal Williams is not going to play. That was it was kind of a cheap shot from Derek Barnett. I don't know that it was as bad, and he went over and dabbed him up as he was getting stretchered off and all that stuff. But it doesn't seem to be too serious for Jamal Williams, but it doesn't look like he's going to play. And I hate Dexter Williams, so Aaron Jones total yards, I'm going to put it at 80.
Yeah, he's the only man in town back there, so give me the over. This, if it is, it's similar to what we talked about with Sony Michel. If Aaron Jones can't do it this week, it's going to be tough to play him the rest of the year.
Now, it's funny because we've seen these guys are kind of opposite. Aaron Rodgers, when Welsh and I were looking at it, I think it was he was like 21, 19, and 25 going into last week as far as his quarterback points, his rank. He was second last week, so obviously improved a lot. Dak was like 1-8-11, and then last week he was much lower, of course, because the Saints wound up winning that game 12-10. So who has more fantasy points in this one, A-Rod or Dak?
I'm going to go A-Rod because I think he's going to have to throw it a lot more. They're going to keep trying to run the ball in Dallas, so give me some A-Rod as we'll see him for the second straight week, making fantasy owners happy.
The most fun game to watch this week, probably, in my opinion, the Colts at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are 11-point favorites at home, the highest over the week at 56. What do you think?
Give me the Chiefs and the under.
Chiefs and the under 56. Patrick Mahomes, no touchdowns last week. I set it at 3.5 this week.
I'll go under. I'll get 3.
Under. Naheem Hines, total yards, looks like no Marlon Mack. Hines hasn't been utilized very well by the Colts this year, though, so I'm going to put it at 60 with no Mack.
Yeah, give me the over there. They're going to have to dump it off a lot because I have a feeling the Chiefs in that building on a Sunday night, it's going to be pretty unpleasant for Brissett back there.
Shady total yards, I'm going to put it at 70.
That's a really good number there, Bogman. I'm going to take the under, but that's a darn good number in this situation.
Yeah, he's going to have like 69 nice yards, and you're going to get
that. Yeah, because it's a split timeshare back there. It's dead even. It's yeah, bad. Yeah,
and who knows if they're going to use all three of them if Damian Williams comes back. You know what I mean? So yep. We'll see. Cleveland at San Francisco on Monday night. San Francisco undefeated and 3.5-point favorites. 46.5 is the over on this one.
Yeah, this is a good one. San Francisco coming off a bye, Monday Night Football. Give me the Niners and the over in this one.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right on so many levels here. Tevin Coleman, total yards, coming back. I'm going to put it at 50.
I'll take the under. There's just too many people there, too many players wanting the football.
You think that I read that they think Jeff Wilson will be the odd man out and he'll be inactive. If he's inactive, would you bump up those yards or do you think they're going to mix in all four of those guys?
I'm pretty sure Jeff Wilson would be inactive. He was inactive before Coleman got hurt, but still with Breida and Mostert back there, they're going to incorporate that. And the big Kittle week's still coming. And when that happens, Coleman's really going to be screwed.
I really hope it is because I have in my home league, I've got Kittle and I've got Waller. So, but Waller's
not a
going
bad combo.
Yeah, I know. But Waller's going up against Chicago this week. So I need that big Kittle week to finally come up because I'm starting him. OBJ receiving yards, I'm going to put it at 70. And also, how many times do you think he'll get choked out?
How many pieces of jewelry will he lose this week? OBJ, give me the under on that one.
Under on 70 yards. So what would you have set it at?
It's like 55. It's close. It's real close.
I just think the Niners, like, you know, their defensive line is really good, but their secondary kind of sucks still. So I'm with you. I would definitely take the over in this one. I think OBJ has a decent return to form this week, though. Debo total yards, I'm going to put it at 55. You know, he gets sprinkled in with some reverses and things like that. So we won't just count the receiving yards. We'll go total yards for him.
That's such a tough one because you know, eventually Pettis will get in if it's a big Kittle week and the running backs. I'm going to go under. I love Debo. I think there's a lot to like there, but I think they have enough weapons to move it around in that offense.
All right, we got a little time left here. So what are some DFS plays that you're looking at this week?
Some DFS plays. I love Leonard Fournette this week. Big fan of Leonard Fournette at his price point on DraftKings. I think Michael Thomas is too cheap on DraftKings. That's another one I'm a big fan of. There's a lot of wide receiver value below $5,000 that you can play with. When it comes to tight ends, I don't mind some Hooper or even some Jimmy Graham. I saw some stats with Devontae Adams out. Jimmy Graham's red zone targets are 40. He gets 40% of the Packers' red zone targets when Devontae Adams is out of the game. So that's pretty unique when you're going that direction. And when you're looking at quarterback, I love Matty Ice at $5,900 on DraftKings. You pair him up with Julio and Hooper, and then bring it back with Godwin and Evans in that game. Or I mean, with Hopkins and Fuller in that game, and you can have a nice little stack.
I like that. I like that. I'm just so bad at DFS. It's because I don't have to play, but Welsh and I always do our DFS lineups, and I think he cashed again, and I didn't. So it's just but I picked Mahomes the 1 week he scored no touchdown. So what are you gonna do? But,
and one last real quickie, if you want a sneakier stack, play the the Chargers with the Sutton and Sanders from the Broncos, really low owned stack.
I love that. I love that. And you almost call him San Diego. Don't think I didn't hear it.
Yes. Oh, okay.
But that's going to wrap it up for us. Remember, you can follow us on the Twitter at BDEntric for Bubba, at Bogman Sports for me, at Is It the Welsh for the Welsh. Good luck in all your matchups this weekend, and we will see you guys next week. Take it easy, everybody.